It is Meltdown Monday. When's the last time your child threw a tantrum and why? You can call 1-800-330-9999. I mean, the only way to survive it is for parents, for us to come together and laugh about it, right?
I guess.
Raven, producer John, my little one, Dakota, throws on average 4 meltdowns a day.
Wow.
And it's always for the most ridiculous reasons.
Yeah.
Usually she's accusing her sister of doing something, touching her. Touching her book, looking at her, anything. You know, there'll be something like that.
I mean, the sibling is the easy target because they're always there.
Right.
On the other hand, like, siblings can be the devil.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes she gets mad at me, too. Here is one of the tantrums we had over the weekend.
Mm. Why?
You used it.
I used your sticker?
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do with it?
You were supposed to not do anything with it.
Just hold your sticker. I was supposed to just hold your sticker forever?
No.
She gets a sticker at dance class, and afterwards she hands me the sticker and I have to hold it. So not with the backing on it, like a ready appealed sticker.
Yeah,
and I'm supposed
to
just hold the sticker.
Yeah.
Oh, so just like lightly on the end of your finger.
Yeah. Right. I just have to hold it for whenever she decides that she wants the sticker back. But there was a problem, Raven. There was a problem.
What's that?
Cause I put the sticker on a cup in holder.
You can't do that.
So I just gotta hold it till you wanted your sticker back. So now you're mad that I put it on a cup?
Yeah.
Does that seem nice?
I'll take stuff away from you.
You're gonna take stuff away from me if I'm being mean? What are you gonna take away from me? Hi, it's a surprise.
She's gonna take things away from me because I was misbehaving. I was mean and I put her sticker on a cup.
What does she get the sticker for?
For being a good girl, I guess. I have no idea.
Right. No.
Then immediately after that, she's already gotten the sticker. So this way, you should probably have stickers when she gets in the car. You can offer the sticker up that if she's a good girl till the time you get home.
Now, that's something a rookie would say, because everybody knows that then the stickers I have are not the right stickers.
Well, yeah.
That they're not sparkly. They're not the right Mickey Mouse.
I mean, I would go out and get those stickers. I would find them.
Well, and not only does it annoy them when you do something that they don't want, but what really gets me is when you are doing the thing that they want to do, you're just not doing it the way that they want you
to do it. Well, of
course not. Uh-huh. And that is where James, my son, who's 4, gets very caught up. Like, we went for a hike, we played with sticks, and then he wanted to go to Gigi's house. He wanted to go to my mother's house afterward. And I said, yes, buddy, we can do all those things. We just can't bring the big stick in the car. And he was a little mad that we can't bring the big stick in the car. But then he looks at me, he goes, okay, but I want to walk. He wants to walk to my mother's house.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We are in the middle of the woods.
Right.
James and I and my mother live in the middle of the city, downtown. This is a couple of towns away. There was he wants to walk to Gigi's house.
So did you walk?
I try to explain.
Did you put a rope on the back of the car?
A solid 15 miles, including a stretch of highway with my 4-year-old? No, I didn't. And he was very upset.
How is the stick going to get to your mom's house if you can bring in the car?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's true.
Sometimes you just can't win. And when was the last time that your child threw a tantrum for the most ridiculous reason? 1-800-330-9999. Meltdown Monday. Parents, the only way you're going to survive it is if you share what happens so we can all laugh about it. When was the last time your child threw a tantrum for the most ridiculous reason? 1-800-330-9999. Lindsay.
Oh, she would not go to sleep, and all she wanted was more food. And I told her that, like, when she ate dinner, she had to finish it because she was going to be hungry when she's laying in bed. And then it's, like, 20 minutes into bedtime, and she's, like, crying for an apple. And, like, how can I not give that to her? But, like, she has to go to bed.
This actually makes me crazy because they're so preoccupied with playing and watching TV and the iPad and the toys that they don't want to eat. But then all of a sudden, when it's time for bed, that's when they remember how starving they are. And then you don't know what to do because part of you is like, no, we already had this conversation, like go to bed hungry. But then you realize it's not 1955 and I really don't want my kid to go to bed hungry because that doesn't seem right either.
For me, I would be thinking like the tactic is if I stay awake to eat, that's another thing that I'm doing, right? Like, so it's an activity that I'm doing instead of sleeping. Mm. So I would do that and try and push off my bedtime or my dinner time every night if I thought it would work.
Well,
then which do you believe?
I don't know.
So
story
tough.
Of my life, yeah. The water is too. I'm thirsty. I'm so thirsty. I have one of her old sippy cups, like from like when they're like 2 years old.
Yeah.
On her bedstand with water. It's just so whenever she does it, I can shove it in her mouth. And we have a 3-sip rule. 3 sips. That's it. Otherwise, she's got to go to the bathroom 100 times.
Right.
Yeah. It's like we sound nuts.
Liz, what happened? Why'd your kid throw a tantrum?
So my daughter decided that she hated the number three. Mm-hmm. Like, she just wouldn't say or couldn't say the number three. And we're going back and forth. I'm like, you have to include the number three if you're trying to count to 10. You know, three is a, you know, it's a big part of the equation. Like, you can't just skip over the number three. It's a thing. It's a number. And she was like, not having it. I didn't know what to tell her. Do you have any advice?
Just pick that argument back up when she turns four. For now, leave it alone.
That's right.
For now, leave it alone.
When they decide that they don't like something or they don't want something, it's really hard to convince them otherwise. You know what? In your house, number three doesn't even exist. It was never existed.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Betty, why did your toddler throw a tantrum?
Because I wouldn't get her candy. I mean, it sounds so cliche, but she wanted these chocolate bars, and I just said, absolutely not. And she just started screaming in the store, "You don't love me! You don't love me!" You know, and then I don't know how she knows this, but she's like, "I'm calling Child Protective Services."
How old is she?
She's seven.
Oh, okay. She's not that young. Okay. That makes more sense.
I mean, that's like a demon, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you've got a demon with
you. It was a little, exorcisty. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's underhanded.
My favorite is when she tells me, my little one, that she wants a new mommy. I want to be my mommy. I want a new mommy.
It's got to feel good.
Somebody that'll take you.
It's got to feel good, right?
It feels really good.
Good luck, right?
Yeah, go find a new mom. Go. And then she's like, "No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry."